And we are back. It is the Friday show. What's striking is there's so many teams who it feels like have not played football. Like they almost need a pre-season. It's taken that long. I think it's about 26 days between Manchester United games, Andy, because they played the Friday night of the last game week before the international break. They're obviously not interested in any cup competitions this season and didn't qualify for Europe. And now they're playing the Monday night of this little run. It is madness how long it's been since they've actually kicked a ball.
It feels like there has been quite Friday and Monday this season. Obviously not as Monday as the Blues, but United do seem to have played quite a lot of nighttime games at Old Trafford, it feels, despite being in none of the cups. So, yeah, it's a bit bizarre, isn't it? I think it's this season, correct me if I'm wrong, where they've done sort of standalone FA Cup quarterfinals. There used to be some Premier League games scheduled in.
Yeah.
And I know there will still have been some weeks where teams didn't play that weekend because they were scheduled to play a team in the FA Cup quarterfinals, even though they weren't themselves. But it does feel like there's a lot of teams coming in from the cold, with it being after the international break. And obviously, if you weren't in the FA Cup quarterfinals, you've not played in 3 weeks. So it'd be interesting to see how some teams deal with that.
Yeah, it is part of the FA. 2 years ago, when there was a lot of controversy about the replays, Joel, one of the things that was missed was the extent to which the FA got loads of primacy in terms of what will or won't happen on first and foremost, the fifth round of the FA Cup had become midweek, and that got pulled back into becoming a weekend game, and how there'll be no other games played, with the exception of the round of semi-finals, no other games played on those weekends. And the byproduct of that is that after this international break, just no one plays for ages. And if you've got a couple of EFL sides in there, then you end up in a situation, a couple of EFL sides in there, and then two or three of the teams that are also still in Europe in there, you end up in a situation where practically it feels like, as I say, no one's kicked a ball. Who knows who plays for Fulham at this point? You know, no one's kicked a ball for so long.
No, it's been mad, really. I feel like I've lived about 10 lives since the last Premier League game. I think what the FA might say, though, is that it was a pretty good round of football for the FA Cup. You know, you had the big box office game, you know, featuring ourselves, unfortunately, and then big upset, Chelsea game, obviously a big win, and then a nice sort of game to sort of end it between West Ham and Leeds.
Well, on West Ham, I get the impression you watched that. It was a good game. It was, you know, it was funny in that it felt like there was genuine signs of life from West Ham in an odd way. They start the second half, they're not very good first half, they start the second half really well. He's made a few changes, I think, because he wanted to use a few squad players, and then he's making his subs, arguably his subs make him stronger as the game wears on. Joel, they've got this game against Wolverhampton Wanderers on Friday night. I'm sure if you said to Nuno which one's the bigger game, he would obviously have said the Friday night game.